There's no issue of carrying less than 4 amas in Rishus HaRabim. So based on this, the Machaber says, one can carry 2 amas in Rishus HaRabim, give it to his friend, and his friend will carry it another 2, and he'll give it to a third friend, in a fashion that each one is carrying of less than 4 amas. If you have enough people, then you could go for many milim, a long distance. But you cannot take it out of its tchum, because not only is a person not allowed to go out of its tchum, but also the possessions of a person are not allowed to go out of the tchum of the person also. But there's a thing that says it's also mitrabona, because it does not look good. It looks like you're trying to get out of Yechel Shabbos. The parentheses at the end of the sif say, should look previously to Simon Shin Aleph Sif Mem Beis. Over there, Machaber said, like the more lenient opinion. The Maisa, the Mishabura says that if it's not for Tzarech Mitzvah, one should be more machmer and not take advantage of this. Now, there's another thing that all this helps for carrying 4 amas in Shusha Rabbim, but if you're taking from Shusha Yoro to Shusha Rabbim, you have no Eitzah, because you have to get over the threshold between the two Rishuyas, and you'd always be over. At least it's a Rabbanan, even if 2 people are involved in it. The Aloha brings, and the Prima Godma says it, that this technique can be done even by 2 people. The first one carries it 2 amas, gives it to the second one, the second one carries 2 amas, and now gives it back to the first one, since each one is only taking it less than 4 amas at a time. The Mishabru himself is not happy with that. Cool.